Married at First Sight. Chapter 4275. Elora answered honestly, "Mom, I met Tatum for the first time the day he came for the interview." When she first saw Tatum, she was taken aback. She had expected a chef with such exceptional cooking skills to be at least 40 years old. But to her surprise, Tatum was only in his 20s. If he hadn't personally prepared two dishes for her during the interview, she might have doubted whether he had actually cooked them himself. Not only was Tatum young, but he was also handsome and refined. At first glance, Elora wouldn't have guessed he was a chef. Watching him cook in person, tasting the food he made, and confirming the flavors erased any doubts those incredible dishes were definitely his work. Yet, she still had her reservations. She didn't voice them at the time, though. Instead, she let him pass the interview. She figured that if he was truly skilled, it would become clear once he started working. If he had just gotten lucky in the interview, his abilities would be obvious soon enough. As a private chef, he would have to handle everything himself. There would be no way to rely on anyone else. Time proved his talent. Tatum shared that he had loved cooking since childhood. Despite his young age, he had already spent 20 years honing his craft. Experience makes the master. He had trained under several seasoned chefs, learning from the best. His natural talent, combined with years of practice, made him exceptional. I only met him for the first time at the interview. How could his fiancée be you? Mrs. Ormond questioned. Elora, don't be fooled. If you told me you two had known each other before but forgot and later reconnected, I might believe it. But you had no prior connection. You didn't even know his name when he interviewed. Our family has no ties to the Yorks. It's a stretch to say you're his fiancée. She didn't want to believe Tatum was lying, but the whole situation seemed far-fetched. Mom, you missed the key point, Elora explained. His grandmother chose his fiancée for him. She gave him a photo with her name and basic details, then gave him a year to win her over. For a man like Tatum, talented, handsome, and seemingly loyal, it wouldn't take a year for a woman to fall for him. Elora herself had only needed 3 or 4 months. Not even half a year. Grandma York clearly had faith in her grandsons. That's why she gave them a year to pursue their chosen partners. It wasn't Tatum who picked me, Mom. Grandma York did. Do you really think he came all this way to be a private chef just because he loves cooking? He knew I was the woman his grandmother had chosen, so he kept an eye on our family. He knew I was hiring a private chef, so he made his move. I don't know how Grandma York found out about me, but she's a remarkable woman. When she was younger, she traveled extensively not just for leisure, but to find suitable wives for her grandsons. Elora continued, Mom, you know our family's status in Annenberg. I carry a lot of responsibility. Grandma York wouldn't have had any trouble learning about me. Mrs. Ormond suddenly felt uneasy. If that old lady wanted to harm our family, we wouldn't even see it coming. Without their knowledge, Grandma York had investigated Elora, studied her personality, and quietly orchestrated everything, placing Tatum in her life as a private chef, letting emotions grow naturally. Tatum was securing both love and career at the same time. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4276. Chapter 4276. After a brief silence, Elora said, Grandma York wouldn't harm us for no reason. Even in business, our companies are in completely different industries. We don't have any business connections, so there's nothing to worry about. If she weren't looking for a wife for her grandson, she wouldn't have gone to such lengths. She was relieved that their family had never had conflicts with the Yorks. They were from different provinces, different cities. There had never been any interaction, let alone hostility. Otherwise, as her mother had said, they might have been manipulated without even realizing it. The old lady was elderly now, no longer managing business affairs. Her only concern was her grandsons' marriages. Although she had raised them to be outstanding men, there was still a gap between them and her. Experience was invaluable. Zachary York, the current head of the family, would need another 10 or 20 years in the business world to reach the old lady's level. Since Grandma York gave Tatum a photo with his fiancé's details, Elora, you should ask him if he has a picture of you. Just to be sure, Mrs. Orman suggested. Elora replied, I've met Grandma York. From what she said, I have no doubt that I'm the woman she chose for Tatum. Mom, I wasn't on a business trip these past 2 days. I was in Annenberg. Grandma York and her daughter's-in-law were vacationing at FC Manor, so I flew there. I met her and confirmed that I'm the fiancé Tatum was talking about. Mrs. Ormond was stunned. How were you so sure? I put the pieces together, Elora said confidently. Tatum has feelings for me, I can sense it. He insists on following his grandmother's wishes and marrying the woman she picked, but he spends every day in our house and never interacts with any other women. That's when I started to suspect that his fiancée was me. If it had been anyone else, Elora might have been annoyed. But it was Tatum, a man she had already grown close to, someone she trusted and cared for. Instead of being upset, she felt an unexpected sense of fate. Mrs. Ormond sighed. I didn't give it much thought because I trusted you. You've always had excellent self-control when it comes to relationships. I just assumed Tatum was treating you well because of his job. But in reality, the two had already begun to develop feelings for each other quietly, naturally. As a mother, Mrs. Ormond had been completely unaware. For the first time, she felt like she had failed her role. She hadn't been paying enough attention to her daughter. Now that Elora was leading the family, standing strong without needing her parents' support, it was actually her parents and younger brother who now relied on her. Mrs. Ormond's focus had been on her son, her only boy, born when she was older. He was still young, and most of her attention was on him. She hadn't realized just how much she had overlooked her daughter.